All right, well, excited you guys made it out tonight. You know, here at Element, our whole goal is that you know Jesus. And so tonight is all about Jesus. And this is a safe place, man, where we can talk about things, things that are challenges in our life, things that are going on, and just be real about it. And so tonight, before we start, I just want to thank you for coming out. You could be a lot of different places right now, but you came out to Element tonight, and I'm just thankful for that. And so I just pray that God will speak into your life, something that will challenge you, that you can take away and say, man, that's just a different way to think about life. And so I'm going to pray for you right now. So let's bow our heads, go before God, because I believe he's here with us right now. Father God, challenge our thinking. Help us to think differently than we might be thinking right now. I know for me that I get caught up in this world. I get caught up with a lot of things that don't matter. But Father, you've put us on this earth with a purpose. A purpose to do something bigger than just maybe what we might be thinking life is about right now. So please, God, challenge us, help us to grow, and help us to walk out of here just a little bit closer to Jesus and a little bit more like him. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, tonight, we're finishing out our series called The Thin Green Line, and pretty much what we've been talking about in the month of January. We don't talk about this every week, but we talk about money. The Bible talks about money over 2,000 times. You're like, I don't want to talk about money. Neither do I. But Jesus talked about it a lot. And you know why Jesus talked about it? It's because he knew that it grabbed our hearts quickly. When I was growing up, I remember my little brother was better with money than I was. We would get checks every Christmas time. Our grandma would send it out. And I was so excited. You ever get Christmas checks like from grandma, grandpa, somebody out there, aunts, uncles? Yeah. Again, some amens over here, right on. But you think about that, you're like, man, this is an exciting time. And the first thing that starts to go through your mind is, how am I going to spend this money? Man, what am I going to buy with this? You know, because I always had it in my mind, I'm going to get a pair of new shoes. I'm going to get this. I'm going to get this game system, whatever. You know, it wasn't very much money, but I always thought that it was a lot more than it was. And so I started spending a lot more than what I really got. My mom's like, you need to slow down a little bit here. Hold on. You don't have that much money. But I would spend it instantly. I was thinking all about right now. But my little brother was way different than me, and he's a little bit, you know, weird. My brother, I love him, but he was just different. And I would talk to him and be like, Robbie, what do you think you're going to get with your money? You know, grandma gave you $100. What are you going to get with that money? Well, I gave it to mom, and I'm going to put it in the bank. Okay. That wasn't my first response. I was like, you're crazy, man. Why aren't you spending it now? There's so many cool things out there that you get. Hold on. You want to put it in the bank? I got better ways to spend it. Why don't you just give that money to me, and I can spend it for you? How does that sound? You know, it was like I was thinking about the now. My brother was thinking about later. And when I found out, when I realized that my brother, who was a lot younger than me, but was a lot wiser and smarter than me, was this. That if you save for later, better things happen. See, because he saved up for later, and I remember him walking in with his new computer. And I walking in with all this cool stuff that was a lot more than just a pair of shoes that wore out 3 months later for me. And I was like, dude, where'd you get that? That is sweet. Well, I saved up. I put it in the bank, and then I asked mom to take it out, and then she bought this. Oh. Okay. Can I use your computer? You know, it's one of those things where it's like, man, now or later? Not the candy, but now or later. What are you going to live your life for? Because the Bible tells us that saving is a lot better than spending. And so for me, that is a struggle. I want to tell you, man, the reality is it is hard for us to save. Amen? Is that hard? I mean, it is hard to think, man, let me just think about later. Because our parents, you know what I mean, they're on our back like, hey, you need to save for later. You need to save for college and all this stuff. But the reality is we're not thinking about college. We're thinking about right now. What can I have right now? But the Bible tells us that if you work through this struggle, and you work through this now thinking that something bigger could be on the other side. I made some mistakes when it comes to now thinking. You know what I mean? I was in Texas. And I'm walking around Texas, and Texas is a pretty cool place. And I'm like, man, this is cool, man. And I start to see everybody's got something. And I'm like, man, maybe I should have one of those. So I'm walking around, you know, just shopping places, looking at different things. And then all of a sudden, I saw it. I was like, I need that now. And I bought it. You know, it was one of those things where I just got paid and all this stuff. And I'm like, man, I need that now. You ever had that moment where you're like, man, I need that now? I had one of those moments. And this was one of my now mistakes because I walked away with a cowboy hat. And I thought about it, and I'm like, that is stupid. I will never wear a cowboy hat again. But everybody had one. It seemed to be the cool thing in Texas. So I thought, man, I'm just going to buy this thing. And it was a waste. You know, we can live our life like that. And we can just think, man, I'm just going to buy this and this and this and this. And then we walk into our closet, and we're like, man, that was a mistake. I'm never going to wear that again. That was stupid. But in the long run, if we would have saved, maybe something bigger could have happened. Maybe God could have used our money that we spent on that silly hat or whatever it was to impact somebody's life for the good. And so tonight I want to talk about that. What does that look like? What does it look like? Because for you and me, the reality is this is a struggle. And this isn't only a struggle for you and me. This is a struggle for some of our parents. This is a struggle for people that we know, friends, all these things. Because when it comes down to it, it doesn't matter how much money you make. If you learn these principles of what God's teaching, you won't go wrong. In the eyes of God, you'll be wealthy because you'll be able to help others that are in need. See, because something warms our heart when we see somebody help another person in need. We say, man, that's the way that life was meant to be. It wasn't meant for me to walk around with a silly cowboy hat on. It was meant for me to help somebody maybe less fortunate than I am. But not just do that to be a good person, but to do it in the name of Jesus, because maybe that could help them to see that there's something better in this world than just the stuff that we start to accumulate. Proverbs 21:20 says, "The wise have wealth and luxury, but fools spend whatever they get." The wise have wealth and luxury. Now, I just want to say this really quickly. Solomon, who's writing this, is one of the wisest men to ever walk this earth. Jesus was the wisest. Then we've got Solomon. When he went before God and God said, "You can have anything you want," he says, "I want wisdom. I want to be wise in the way that I live." And what he says is, the wise have wealth and luxury. Now, is he saying here that all the rich people are wise people? No. He's not saying, because, you see, it's different. Like, when you're before God, it's different. Wealth is different than being rich. Wealth is being able to give to those in need, being able to be wise with the way that you live your life. Wealth and luxury, that Jesus, God, the way God views it is not, hey, man, I got a huge mansion, I got this and that and whatever toy that it is. It's different. See, fools spend whatever they get. See, there are rich fools who will just spend all their money away and not make one difference. See, when I look at giving and all that stuff and the difference that people are making, you know the people that are making the most difference aren't the richest people in the world when it comes to giving. When the statistics come out, it's actually the people who have less that are giving more. And actually, the people that are really rich, they don't give very much at all. Because, you know, it's like, wow. In comparison to what they have, they don't give anything. There are people that are richer than you and me. And you've probably given more than they have when it comes to helping others. Just because you've been here and you've learned about the Word of God and all that stuff. That's the reality, man. And so let's think about this today, because what does wisdom look like when it comes to money? See, we would all say it's better to save for later rather than spend now. But my goal for you tonight is not for you to become wiser or richer with your money, but in the end, do it so that you can help others that are in need. In the name of Jesus. Because you and I both know that people look at the church and they say it's all about money. Because sometimes they look at the big buildings, they see all this stuff, and they don't know the impact that happens inside and outside these walls. I just want to tell you, you are the ones who make the difference. If you believe in Jesus, you're the one that goes out and dispels that myth. Because I'm telling you today, I know this for a fact. This isn't about money. Like our senior pastor says, this is about more than money. It's about how you view God and your relationship with Jesus. And so that's what we're going after here tonight. That's the bottom line. So the bottom line is this. Saving now gives you the freedom to help others later. Saving now gives you the freedom to help others later. If you want to help people in your life, you want to fight this now mentality, man, let's do it together. Let's do it through the Word of God. Proverbs 13:11 says this. Dishonest money dwindles away, but he who gathers money little by little makes it grow. You know, Jesus looked at this woman. She only gave a couple pennies. And then he looked at these Pharisees who were rich. And they were just going in front of everybody and saying, here you go, and making it a big show. And what Jesus said was, the little widow who gave just a couple coins, she gave more than any of those guys put together. It's about the heart. And Jesus is trying to change our heart here. And Proverbs right here is all about the heart. He says, are you just going to give up everything? Are you going to give up your relationship with Jesus? Are you going to give up everything so that you can just get dishonest money? I remember one of my youth pastors, he was telling me one time, he said, you know that movie American Pie? It was kind of big during the time when I was in youth group. He said, did you know that a lot of those kids that were in that movie were Christians? I was like, no, I didn't know that. He says, well, yeah, a lot of them said that they were Christians. But what the movie was about was like just really nasty, bad, disgusting stuff, things that were not Christian things at all. And what he said was, well, they just gave it up for the money. See, it was just this honest money. It was like this, hey, man, I'm willing to sell out Jesus for this stuff. And so that's what happened. But then you look at the second part of that verse. It says, little by little, a person makes it grow. You see, I think of my grandmother, who really, I mean, I look at her house, and it's just kind of just falling apart. But she's somebody just with the most generous, loving heart. She loves Jesus. And I'm telling you, she just collects little by little by little by little. And in the eyes of God, she is wealthy. See, it's a heart thing. It's in here. And I'm telling you, God looks at her and says, that's a wealthy person. And she sent me this envelope in the mail, and I wasn't expecting it at all. But she sent this envelope in the mail, and it's just got this huge, long note on it. I'm just reading through it. It was just like one of the most heartfelt notes. And inside it had $20. She said, take this $20 and give it to your son and just buy him something nice with it. I was just like, whoa, this is somebody who just loves Jesus, trying everything she can. I know that $20 was a huge sacrifice for her, but I go out and I spend that in a day. You know, it's just the difference. Somebody who gathers it little by little and makes it grow and has that kind of heart, and there's somebody who's just like, man, I'm just gonna get, you know, do whatever I can to just get rich quick. And it's just like, it's a heart thing. You know, there's a difference in that type of heart. And Jesus was trying to tell us that. You know, nobody sat down with me and told me, this is how you look at money from a godly perspective. I mean, I grew up with, you know, parents that loved me and all those things, but I never grew up in the church. And nobody ever sat down and said, Randall, this is how you need to look at it. You don't spend everything you get. They never told me that. And so today, I feel like an older brother in Christ, just being able to share with you, how do you view money? Just real simply, This is how you should view it, because this is what the Word of God says, and it tells us to do. 10, 10, 80. 10 plus 10 plus 80 equals 100, right? So we're talking about percentages here. So let's say you got $10. You say, man, I got $10. What do I do with it? Do I just go spend it real quick? No. Here's what the Word of God says. Take $1 of it. Say, I'm going to set this aside. I'm going to give this to God. I'm going to give it to the church. I'm going to do something with it. Because I'm telling you, with that $1, with that 10%, whatever it is that you give, I'm telling you, you will probably make a bigger difference in this lifetime with that 10% than you probably will with the rest that you give or that you take. You know what I mean? And so you give 10%. Say, $1, here you go, God. Now, does God deserve more than a dollar? I mean, come on, right? I mean, doesn't he deserve more than a dollar? Yeah, but the only thing God says is, you just give me a dollar out of your $10. That's all I'm asking for. Okay, that's a fair deal. I feel like I'm kind of stealing from you, God, but okay, that's all you're asking? Okay, cool. Next thing is, he says, take another dollar out. You got $9 left, another dollar out. He said, put it in savings. Just put it away somewhere. I'm not telling you to put all of it in savings, just put 10%. Okay, cool. I'm just going to take another dollar. I'm going to put it away, store it away somewhere. And he says, the rest of the 80%, you can spend it. What? So you're telling me I get 80% of the 100%? No way. That's how God says it. That's how God teaches us to look at money. And so for you and me, that we get off pretty easy from what I'm saying. And I'm telling you, God's word says that he can do more with your 80% than you can do with your 100%. God can do more with your 80% than you can do with your 100%. It's just a heart thing. It's a way that you change the way that I view life. Okay, that's pretty cool. Because, again, if we view life that way, maybe that will help people with the misconception that, you know what, the church is all about money. No. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. And I'm going to give, every time I get that $10, I'm going to give that one to Jesus. I'm going to give that one. What do you say? Oh, you want to save it? Okay. And then you take that 80% and you go with it. See, dishonest money dwindles away, but he who gathers money little by little makes it grow in the eyes of God. Saving now gives you the freedom to help others later. I want to tell you a story about this young man. He was he grew up in Tennessee, the hills of Tennessee. He didn't really have much. He was poor. He grew up on a farm. And in his life, he just thought, man, well, I don't really know what to do with my life. He wasn't very smart. He didn't have very many skills. He was just kind of this average guy that grew up with a situation where he's like, man, I just don't have much. So he said, I don't know. What am I going to do with my life? Well, he got older, and he went through school. And one day, he was walking by this church, and he walked in, and there was about 6 or 7 people in this church. And he started listening to the preacher. It was this mini revival. It was like this short little revival. I don't know if you know about revivals, but revivals happened a long time ago, and it was just, they would just get together and talk about God for multiple days in a row. Well, he got in there on one of the days of the revival, and he was sitting there listening to this preacher talk. And he said, I need to give my life to Jesus. Never gave his life to Jesus. He said, I need to do that. He said, I want to be forgiven of my sins. And so that day, he went up to the preacher after he was done. He says, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to get baptized. And so the preacher said, great, baptized him. This guy was completely different. So he keeps going through life. And he started seeing, he felt like there was like a lightning bolt that hit him. The lightning bolt was this. It was this reality that he said, it felt like the people around him were just drifting through life, not knowing God, and drifting into eternity without Jesus. And someday they're going to have to face God, and they're going to have to go through judgment. He says, and these people don't know Jesus. He says, I got to do something about it. And so he learned the way that God wanted him to view his money and stuff, and he started saving. He started saving. He started saving. He started saving. And he looked around at all the people around him. He says, I feel like God's put something on my heart. I need to open up a school to train preachers. I just need to do this. This is something that I have to do. I'm going to do this. And so what he said was something changed in him, and it's just like he just was on fire, man. He was going everywhere. He was just saving the little bit of money that he has, saving it, going around traveling to all these different places, telling me, he says, I got a vision from God. I need to start this school. I need to start it so that I can train preachers. People started getting excited about it. He was preaching one night, and he just said, man, I've got to start this thing. He says, tomorrow night, I'm going to ask anybody who's willing to give just to tell me tomorrow night, because I've got to start this school. It's just a burden on my heart. And he said he was sitting there, and he started just praying about this, and he said somebody came up to him. Brother William comes up to him, says, hey, he whispers in his ear, I want to give you the money to start this school. He said it was like a prayer answered. It was like everything started to come together. And he started the school to train preachers. That's the story of how the school started where I went to school. It started in 1893, Johnson Bible College. That's where I went to school. And his mission was that the poor young man whose desire above every other desire was to preach the word of God. That was the mission of the school. You see, it's called Johnson University today. But thinking back, we don't talk much about Brother William. It's Johnson University. But Brother William was the one who saved and saved and saved and saved, along with the guy who started the school, Ashley S. Johnson. And so you think about that and you're like, man, you could be that William for somebody. Or you can be somebody who started the school. But if they didn't save, if they just said, man, I'm just going to spend now, I'm going to keep spending and spending and spending, and there would have been no later. See, I owe a lot to Johnson Bible College. I believe God used it huge in my life. That's where I met my wife. That's where I learned to preach. That's where I got some amazing friendships. See, that wouldn't even have been there if somebody didn't say, save now so you can help others later. Wouldn't have been there. And tonight what I'm saying is this. The reason that Bible college was started was so that you could hear about the Word of God. And tonight I hope you did. And tonight I'm praying that if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that you will. That's why people made sacrifices. People made sacrifices so this Link building can be here. People made sacrifices so that this church can be here. So, I mean, everything that you see here today, so that I can be here, people made sacrifices so that you can hear about Jesus. And so I'm going to pray for you guys tonight, okay? Let's pray. Father, I thank you for those that have gone before us. You've taught us that saving now can help others later. Instead of spending everything that we get, God, I'm guilty. I'm guilty.